This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 5th. God's word to you today is Ebenezer. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Samuel 7, verse 17, and it says, Samuel then took a large stone and placed it between the towns of Mizpah and Jeshanah. He named it Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. For he said, up to this point, the Lord has helped us. For everyone trusting God for fruitfulness, this season you will experience God's help in Jesus' name. For those trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you will carry your baby and you will say, God has helped me. For those of us trusting God for financial fruitfulness, mental fruitfulness, relational, career, academic, professional fruitfulness, and the like, you will be fruitful. And you will say, this is where God has helped me. I am really excited because of all God is doing and he has said he will do. We see that Samuel offered a whole lamb as an offering, and that is a type of Christ as an offering to God. There is only one offering that is acceptable to God, and that is the offering of Jesus Christ. If anyone tells you to bring an animal, please run for your life. There is only one sacrifice that is needed, and that is the sacrifice of Jesus. Jesus has instructed us to keep reenacting this sacrifice, to keep remembering it, and to keep bringing it to the fore, thereby keeping it fresh in our lives. How? Jesus says, with the Holy Communion. When you take the Holy Communion, it is as if the Lamb was slain again. The one that was slain before the foundations of the earth. However, right now, it will be as if he was slain for me. So you are bringing the sacrifice home, and that is really powerful. By faith, I want you to prayerfully prepare communion, and as you take it, see fresh blood sacrificed for you. Personalize that sacrifice of Jesus because it was for you. As you take the communion, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every womb that has been shut, physical womb, financial womb, intellectual womb, educational womb, will be opened. As you partake of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will have total dominion. Amen. I want you to stretch your faith. Actually expect something. Expect that God will do what only he can do in your life. However, the change that occurred with Israel must also happen in our lives, because that is what gives us the unstoppable advantage. Please read 1 Samuel 7 verses 3 to 6. Prepare your heart. Come into alignment with God. Get rid of every foreign god and turn to God alone. As you sacrifice to God, I pray that you will come in alignment with God and he will breathe on you. As you align with God and take communion, you will be fruitful in your mind, academically, financially, and in your body. Your fruitfulness will be unstoppable. Let us pray. Father, as I partake of the body and the blood of Jesus, let every gate standing before my fruitfulness crumble totally, and it will be evident that God has helped me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.